It's going to be a cracker too out there at Allianz Stadium. 6:30 kickoff for Sydney FC up against the Western Sydney Wanderers. And as I said, we're looking forward to that one to go through all the results overnight. And from yesterday is Robbie Slater, our Mr. Football here at Sky Sports Radio. G'day, Rob.
G'day, troops. How you doing? How's the weather?
It's about to rain up here.
Yeah, I've heard it's going to be raining today.
Yeah. You're in Melbourne, obviously, last night.
Yes, at Melbourne Airport. And you guys are 4 minutes late. Mind you, I didn't answer the phone once, so that's a reason. Yeah, in Melbourne last night, cracker.
Yeah.
Melbourne victory, 3-0. And why I say cracker is there's just so many incidents. And they don't like each other. And there was a good contingent from Adelaide, about 1,200 fans who'd come across, but in the end, they go home pretty much heartbroken with a 3-0 thumping by victory.
Yeah, pretty complete win by victory. A lot of controversy, though, in the Brisbane Roar Newcastle Jets game. Robbie, did you catch up with that at all? And John Aloisi in particular, pretty upset after the game.
Yeah, it's a common theme from coaches that are losing this season, that they're very unhappy. But look, to be fair, because I was preparing for the victory Adelaide game, and you know, I saw bits and pieces of it. I saw the goal. And I probably saw from the moment Joey Champness came on, great young player for Newcastle, changed the game, and obviously he got the goal, but I didn't see much of the first half.
Perth Glory get the three.
All of that.
Yeah. I mean, that's a stumble for City.
It certainly is. And, well, that was very good in the first half, and 1-0 at half time, and then second half, Glory came out with like a different team. I don't know what Kenny Lowe said to them, but they were possessed. A red card, a very harsh one, I thought, on the Dutch import Schenkeveld. Obviously turned the game the other way, but it was a terrific finish for the Perth Glory fans. I mean, 7 minutes of injury time, and he scored in the seventh minute, the winner. So it was cracking to watch, and a much-needed win for Kenny Lowe, another one of these coaches. There seems to be quite a few of them under pressure.
Exactly, yeah. We were no doubt heading back today for the big Sydney derby tonight, Robbie. Sydney FC versus Western Sydney Wanderers. We mentioned earlier the weather. What's your take on the game? What's your take on how the weather may impact the style of footy we'll see tonight?
Yeah, look, it always does. But personally, I like football when it's raining. I used to love playing in the rain. And I think it'll just add to it because the surface will be slippery. And we're going to have a look at that surface, obviously, because the Waratahs last night, so whether that's affected it, I'm pretty sure it will have. You get a bit of rain on it, so it could be difficult to deal with. Wanderers in better form than certainly the last time they met, when Sydney just smashed them 5-0, and that'll be in the back of their mind. So it's a different Wanderers team that turn up, but fortunately for them, it is very much the same Sydney FC. They were back to form in the Champions League, and they'll be favourites tonight.
I thought it was fascinating. I think it was Friday, Graham Arnold just came out and said, we're on 49 points, we've got the best goals scored record, they've got the worst goals against record, so statistically that tells me what's going to happen. Very brazen, which we've come to expect from Arnie over the last...
It's confident.
Maybe 18 months.
Yeah, well, it comes with the confidence of the team he's got.
Yeah.
And I have no problem with it.
No, me neither.
I mean, other fans probably think, oh, he's arrogant. You know, the catchphrase this season of, the boys trained well, very good week, and we expect to win today. And when you've got the team he has, that's exactly what they've been doing. They've lost two games in two seasons.
They've been fantastic. Yeah. The door's open, though, a little bit here for the Wanderers. A couple of months ago, I didn't think we'd ever be saying this, though, but that loss by Brisbane Roar last night, if the Wanderers can come out and manufacture another upset against Sydney FC, they put a seven-point buffer potentially on the Brisbane Roar in sixth spot. So 2 months ago, we wouldn't have thought we'd be saying this, Robbie, that they could virtually clinch a top six spot tonight.
Yeah, no. But I've said all along that you can have teams that have had ordinary seasons. Wanderers will be one of them. I think they will be. I think the six is pretty much set. They'll make the finals having an ordinary season. Okay, they've been a little bit better overall. You look at the points. The points tally, if you go even including Melbourne City after last night, suggests that there's only been two seasons that have had any consistency whatsoever. Sydney by far the best, and Newcastle have been a great story this season. The rest have really been average, to say the least.
Let's go to the EPL. Your man, Mo Salah.
He's unbelievable.
He's just on fire at the moment. 4-1 Liverpool. Salah gets two, and now I think he's joined Harry Kane. Now, they haven't played yet, Tottenham Hotspur, but he's joined Harry Kane as leading goal scorer for the EPL. It's gee, they're on a run, aren't they? Into second now, obviously Man United with a game to play.
Yeah, they've got to play Chelsea tomorrow, and of course Arsenal, Man City have to play as well, and as you said, Tottenham, but Liverpool, I think, will finish second, and Salah is just unbelievable. I mean, no one's even spoken about Coutinho since he left.
Yeah.
He's just made every Liverpool fan forget him, and he's really set the Premier League alight, and it's going to be a hell of a job to keep him for Liverpool, much the same as, you know, they lost Suarez and they lost Coutinho in the end. Salah is going to be a big target for a lot of those big clubs like Real Madrid, Barcelona, etc., Paris Saint-Germain.
Yeah, because aren't Liverpool a development club?
Yeah,
you knew that was coming, Robbie. Yeah,
it's depressing, but tell you what, going forward, they're on fire.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Robbie, you mentioned those two big games coming up involving the two Manchesters. Your take on both?
Manchester City to win, to beat Arsenal. Let's have Arsenal. Well, of course, that's the cup final. Yep. It's not a league fixture. It's the league cup final. They'll be very determined to win that. They haven't been knocked out by Wigan, of all people, in the FA Cup.
Yeah.
And Man United, Chelsea tomorrow. You'd have to fancy United at home, just.
Okay. Crystal Palace and Tottenham. Tottenham, the short place private there, $1.47. Yeah, so you go with it. That's it. You've done it, mate. You've gone Tottenham into Man United into Man City.
Don't miss that plane, Robbie.
Well, listen to that, can you? That's if I don't get on the plane, they're going to shut the gate. Now, as much as I love you two, I'm not going to move my flight back to Sydney because of you two.
Okay, we
understand. Get on that plane, Robbie.
We understand.
Get on your rain, Jimmy. Too, boys.
Good you, on you, mate. We'll speak next week. Robbie Slater there. So, yeah, Man United, 225, 310 the draw, Chelsea, 330. And that League Cup final, Arsenal versus Man City, 375 Arsenal, 375 the draw, $1.75 Manchester City.